Well, small might be the new big for self-storage today, at least for small investors like us. Let's talk about that. My name's Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Quick Start Academy, which houses all of the training that I offer, including my newest course, Fundraising for the Small Self-Storage Investor. You can find out more about it at creatingwealththroughselfstorage.com. Well, as I'm recording this episode, which is third quarter 2023, we're standing in the shadows of a lot of self-storage product that's been built over the past 8 years or so. Lots of it. Over the past 8 years, a couple things have happened. REITs have consolidated, and in 2015 or so, they owned 20-22% of all the square footage of self-storage in the U.S., and today they own closer to 32-33%, last statistic I saw. So there's consolidation going on, and there was a proliferation of funds, large funds, with large amounts of capital to deploy to get into the self-storage space. So between these two mammoth players, lots of self-storage got built, and lots of big self-storage got built, multi-story, 100% climate control. So here's the question. What's a small investor to do today to get in or grow their self-storage business? Well, the answer is don't stand in the shadow of those large buildings. Many of those massive buildings that are going into service now or have gone into service in the recent past are not going to perform too well, and that will create its own set of opportunities. But that's not what this episode's about. So the question of what's a small investor to do today to get in or grow the self-storage business, I'm going to default back to my standard answer to that question I've used my entire career. What we do is we put our attention and our focus on what those big players are not. So in the good old days, I would do expansions, buying existing self-storage facilities and expanding them, or conversions, buying existing buildings and turning them into self-storage. I still like that value add play. I like it for a couple of reasons. One, the bigger players aren't looking at it. And two, when I'm done with it, I've got something the bigger players will look at. But the challenge is, as more product has hit the market, there's less and less trade areas, less and less market areas where there's actual real demand for self-storage to do a project of that size. We used to buy 25,000 square feet, add another 25 at 50, 60,000 square feet going into the market, buy an existing building, bring on 50, 60,000 square feet into that trade area, into that market. And as there's more product out there and a lot more space, there's less and less trade areas where there's demand for it. Secondly, even though cap rates have risen, the gap between cap rates and interest rates is nothing. I mean, you buy on a 7 cap today, but your interest rate's high 6s to mid 7s, maybe even 8 or above if you're doing SBA. There's no spread there. So there's still hard to find existing product and do a value add play. We're doing it. You can do it. It just, you got to burn more calories to do it, and there's less opportunities. So is building the answer? Well, maybe. I tell you, I am very reluctant right now to build one of these shadow casters, these large, massive, multi-story buildings. Why? 3 or 4 years before I'm stabilized, a lot can happen in a trade area, and especially with the economic landscape we have, in 3 or 4 years. Now, I'm not saying I won't do it, but I'm slow to think about them, and I'm quick to get out of them right now. I would want to see extremely high rents to compensate for the high construction costs we have today. I'd want to see a lot of population growth. I would want to see a fairly high demographic area in a fast-growing market with high barriers of entry. So there's, I'm not saying I won't do it. I'm actually looking at one. So not storage, boat and RV, but it's a large, massive project. But I'd be very hesitant to. Let me tell you a story of something I do like. I was working with a coaching student the other day, and yes, I still coach one-on-one with people. In fact, there's a link in the, if you're watching this on YouTube, you can click and find out more information or schedule a call with me if you're interested in it. But I was working with a coaching student, and he was in a pretty large city, large MSA, kind of on the outskirts of it, but you know, within a large MSA, the people in that trade area said they live in that city, if you ask them. And he owned a piece of property and was trying to assemble some land to do a large project. Why? Well, that's typically what you do in a city like that with that dense a population. And there was 100,000 plus shadow caster going up about a mile away. Initially, we wrote a pro forma up using today's construction numbers. He was assembling some land next to his project to build something that it looked like that market would absorb. I made a novel suggestion. I said, why don't we just run a pro forma on your site? You know, my site's pretty small. I said, no, but let's run the numbers on it. And we did. And guess what? He got a higher cash on cash return. He got a higher internal rate of return. The rents were pretty strong in that area. The construction costs were lower per square foot because it's a much simpler project to build. Now, it's smaller, which could even be better for him. It's a smaller project. But what I liked about it was we designed it, in at least in a pro forma, to be mostly non-climate controlled drive up, where it could be an automated, small automated facility. Even though he is behind in the timeline of that massive multi-story shadow caster going up a mile away, odds are he'll be up, built, and leased and stabilized because of its small size before the big fun player is. Secondly, he would be bringing into the marketplace mostly what these guys aren't building. Small, drive up, easy to access, non-climate control units. New, shiny, easy. So think about it. Smaller project, i.e. less risk. Faster to market. And in today's fast-changing economic landscape, fast to market has real value. Higher returns. Isn't that a winning combination? It is, unless you're a massive fund trying to move $30, $40, $50 million out the door. Sorry, last dig on funds today. For small investors, quicker to market, higher returns, and safer is usually a winning combination. So what's the answer to the question, what's a small investor to do today? Well, like it's always been, put your attention and your energy and your resources where the big mammoth players aren't. So perhaps small really is the new big in self-storage today. Thank you. My name's Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Storage World Analyzer, which is the financial analysis tool we were using, comparing the smaller stealth project to the larger shadow caster. If you're not using the analyzer, explore it. It's a great tool to use. CreatingWealthThroughSelfStorage.com or StorageWorldAnalyzer.com. Thank you very much, and I look forward to being with you next week.